Now, it's been one of Australia's most elusive ambitions, a high-speed rail network connecting the east coast of Australia. This week, there's been one small step forward. Infrastructure Australia has released a blueprint for how the first stage between Sydney and Newcastle might look. And eventually, there could be high-speed trains linking Melbourne, Canberra, Sydney, Newcastle and Brisbane, the Holy Grail. But will it ever get built? We spoke to a few passengers who now take the comparatively slow train between Sydney and Newcastle.
Oh, a fast train would be fabulous for me because I travel a lot and I could get on and be at the airport really quickly.
They've talked about it for a long time and it really needs to happen.
Well, you know, I'm 33 years old. They said that, you know, it's going to be happening for the past 20 years and I'll wait and see if it happens in the next 20 years.
I would be very surprised if it actually happened in Australia, but Australia continues to surprise me.
Some lovely sound effects too. Let's talk to Vidhuba Indra Ratna. He's a distinguished professor of civil engineering at the University of Technology, Sydney. He set up the first railway research centre in Australia and is a self-confessed railway tragic. Thanks so much for joining us on Saturday Extra.
Thank you, Nick. Yes, good morning.
Yeah, just explain this one small step for high-speed trains. I mean, are we edging closer to this actually ever happening?
Well, I think I would say it's a little bit more than one small step. I mean, as you know, feasibility studies for high-speed rail has been going on in Australia since 1980s. And, you know, we had a major federal study around 2010, and then the New South Wales government study around 2019, and then, of course, the High Speed Rail Authority that was set up just over 2 years ago. So the federal government's independent assessment body has given the green light for this, and now, of course, it's up to the government to actually approve it. So, but the good news is the first hurdle has been jumped.
The first hurdle has been jumped. And, I mean, even if it goes ahead from this stage forward, I mean, it's still going to be a while, isn't it? I think services would not begin until, what, 2037?
Yes, I mean, this is a major mega construction task. I mean, you know, out of this 194 kilometres or the initial stage, at least 60% of that would have to go through tunnels because, you know, we have built up areas, you know, population pockets, and then the Hawkesbury River, the Brisbane Water Area, we have national park lands and difficult terrain conditions and escarpments. So the tunnelling is going to be fairly deep. And 60% of the span of the area will have to be in tunnels. And generally, that is a relatively gradual construction process. It's never going to be as fast as what you'd find in surface construction.
I found that absolutely extraordinary. The project will be 194 kilometres, of which 155 kilometres would go through tunnels. I mean, that presumably is a really big engineering challenge.
It is. It will be the biggest engineering challenge in terms of transport in this particular era in Australia. And of course, there will be bridges and viaducts as well, not just tunnels. So I hope that it won't be as much as 150 kilometres of tunnels. I mean, I think it may be at least 115 to 120, because I think in some areas we can get away with bridges and viaducts, and it doesn't have to be all tunnels. But yes, but still 60% of it at least would be tunnels, yes.
And what sort of obstacles lie in the way? I mean, this is a massive project. I mean, how do you get sort of access to that land? How do you get the permission to build? How do you allay community concerns? I mean, this is a big deal, right?
It is. I mean, but these are things that the government will have to meticulously do. We have now the High Speed Rail Authority that is looking at this. But of course, as you know, in Australia, we can't just move the people around. I mean, it has happened in some countries where you could evacuate villages and say, well, we got to have this track going in this area. But here in Australia, we will not be doing that. So that is a slow process. The alignment and the routes of the track will need to be determined quite accurately, and that is why currently there have been proposals for many boreholes as deep as 140 meters. So the actual track has to be determined very carefully. And hopefully that will make sure that we get the best possible areas and the ground areas covering this.
Talking of slow processes, I mean, let's talk about the journey times at the moment between Newcastle and Sydney. It's about 2.5 hours, which just seems extraordinary to me that it's so slow. I mean, what would be the journey time with a high-speed train?
Oh, well, I mean, even if you were to look at the security times that, you know, you got to go to a railway station, you got to still go through security checks and so on, you will still be saving at least 1 hour. I mean, that's what I feel. I mean, if you are talking about 2.5 hours, if you are driving between Sydney and Newcastle, you get into the high-speed rail, even if you had to spend a little bit of waiting time in a railway station, you will still manage to do that within 1.5 hours. So you are still saving 1 hour.
Now, if you are listening to this in Queensland, if you are listening to this in Victoria, if you are listening to this in the ACT, you are probably wondering, how come New South Wales is getting the first stage of this high-speed train?
That's a very interesting question. I mean, I'm not the one to answer that, but I'm sure there'll be a lot of people thinking that the connection to Brisbane and the connection to Melbourne can be more important. But the good thing is that announcement has been made that Newcastle-Sydney is to be looked at very seriously. And I think as far as the national interest goes, that's still a very good start.
Yeah, I mean, is there a technical reason why Newcastle to Sydney? I mean, you start with a kind of, you know, it's obviously a shorter distance than Melbourne to Canberra and other phases. I mean, you know, do you start small and then do you get bigger? I mean, is there a rationale for this?
No, but I think there are other issues, Nick. I mean, for example, we got a very good domestic aviation service. You know, you got domestic flights from Sydney to Brisbane, Sydney to Melbourne. So it is not as critical, in my opinion, that like traveling from Sydney to Newcastle. I mean, just imagine you can get a flight from the domestic airport from Sydney to Melbourne or Sydney to Brisbane in 1.5 hours or so. But if you were to drive from Sydney to Newcastle, that takes you 2.5 hours. So if you were to look at that kind of time, I think it is more strategic to have this line between Newcastle and Sydney, where when between Melbourne and Sydney or Brisbane and Sydney, you have a very well established airline service.
And a final thought, why are some countries better at high-speed rail than others? I mean, Japan, obviously, a pioneer with its bullet trains. China has become a high-speed train superpower. America is a complete disaster. If you've been on the express train between Washington and New York, it crawls through New Jersey. You could probably jog alongside and get to Manhattan quicker. Why are some countries better at this than others?
I think it's a lot to do with consistent government will and support from the populations. I mean, you cannot compare Australia with highly populated countries like China or Japan. I mean, if you look at Japan, for instance, almost six times the population of Australia. I mean, China with over 1.4 billion people. And also in those countries, Nick, unlike Australians, people don't have cars to drive. A lot of people don't have cars. A lot of people depend entirely on public transport. So therefore, the pressure for the government to act on these kind of high-speed rail, it has been an important strategy for them over many years. So that is why the technology has been developed in countries like Japan and China since 1970s, because there was a lot more need for it than what we have in Australia. That's really the main reason.
It's a fascinating conversation, and thanks so much for joining us on the program to talk about this high-speed rail link that may sometime in the future happen, let's hope it does, between Newcastle and Sydney. Professor Buddhima Intaratna of the University of Technology, Sydney, thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you very much, Nick.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.